The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. Read by John Lee. Preface. Nothing happens the way you plan it. A lot of people were surprised by the Pillars of the Earth, including me. I was known as a thriller writer. In the book business, when you have had a success, the smart thing to do is write the same sort of thing once a year for the rest of your life. Clowns should not try to play Hamlet. Pop stars should not write symphonies. I should not have risked my reputation by writing something out of character and overambitious. What's more, I don't believe in God. I'm not what you would call a spiritual person. According to my agent, my greatest problem as a writer is that I'm not a tortured soul. The last thing anyone would have expected from me was a story about building a church. So Pillars was an unlikely book for me to write, and I almost didn't. I started it, then dropped it, and did not look at it again for 10 years. This is how it happened. When I was a boy, all my family belonged to a Puritan religious group called the Plymouth Brethren. For us, a church was a bare room with rows of chairs around a central table. Paintings, statues, and all forms of decoration were banned. The sect also discouraged members from visiting rival churches, so I grew up pretty much ignorant of Europe's wealth of gorgeous church architecture. I started trying to write novels in my middle 20s while working as a reporter on London's Evening News. I realized then that I had never taken much interest in the cityscape around me, and I had no vocabulary to describe the buildings in which my characters had their adventures. So I bought An Outline of European Architecture by Nikolaus Pevsner. That book gave me eyes with which to look at buildings in general and churches in particular. Pevsner got really passionate when he wrote about Gothic cathedrals.